in the lunchtime edition. Cultural officials say there will be some form of crop over this year, but exactly what form still to be decided. The Barbados National Vaccination Program resumes tomorrow. Health officials here also react to news that the European Union's medicines regulator now lists unusual blood clots as a very rare side effect of the AstraZeneca vaccines. Education officials touring schools as they prepare for resumption of face-to-face classes. The former BTMI marketing boss, Petra Roach, officially introduced as the new tourism chief in Grenada. And the Barbados tourism minister insists there was no bad blood in that departure. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
When we use our passion to create something special, we cherish the experience that brings the result. It isn't always smooth sailing, but that's the beauty of it. Because through experience and the help of knowledgeable partners, we learn and grow together. And we dream bolder dreams for the future, confident that your passion and our expertise will bring an ever bright tomorrow. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC, First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC, First Caribbean. CIBC, First Caribbean.
Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, John King, says Barbados will have some form of crop over this year, but not in the form Barbadians are accustomed to. Speaking after a presentation from veteran entertainer Desmond Weeks this morning, Mr. King said discussions are ongoing to decide how the festival will be shaped.
Crop over, as people envision it in the past, really, with all the things that are going on, cannot be in the same way as we would envision it. Those meetings right now are ongoing. We'll hopefully, before the end of this month, be able to put out a full statement as to how it's going to look, how it's going to shape like. But we're really looking at extending the season of emancipation. So like I said, it will be a new look crop over, but there will be events and different things, but not in the form that people are accustomed to. We've got to find ways to be able to engage people mentally and both physically in being able to have some things that people can actually get out there and enjoy in a particular way, taking into consideration all the protocols and all the other things that need to be done to keep them safe.
And preparations are well underway for the April 20th resumption of face-to-face classes for students who are getting ready for exams. This from the Chief Education Officer, Joy Adamson, while speaking to the members of the news media after a walkthrough of the Blackman and Gallup Primary School, which has been completely sanitized after being used as a COVID-19 isolation facility. She says the Ministry of Education has begun procuring the necessary sanitization equipment and will be doing site visits to some school compounds next week.
The principals and their staff and the management team, they've started to go to the schools and they're looking now to set up the rooms, at least at the primary for their exam classes and for the secondary their exam classes as well. The ministry, we have started to procure equipment and we should start distributing that to the primary schools. The secondary schools have started to do their own procurement as it relates to extra sanitizer, alcohol, spray bottles. Some persons are purchasing shields for the teachers, so those things have already started. So during this week and next week, that will continue. There's some schools next week that we will probably be doing some tours at to just make sure everything is in place. For sure, LTK was one that had been closed for a while.
Ms. Adamson says some schools will be returning to their alternative sites so as to accommodate as many students as possible. This is the lunchtime edition.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC First Caribbean. CIBC First Caribbean.
When we use our passion to create something special, we cherish the experience that brings the result. It isn't always smooth sailing, but that's the beauty of it. Because through experience and the help of knowledgeable partners, we learn and grow together. And we dream bolder dreams for the future, confident that your passion and our expertise will bring an ever bright tomorrow. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
The Barbados Government's Tourism Marketing Agency is beginning the process of selecting a new marketing chief, as Tourism Minister Senator Lisa Cummins insists there was no falling out involved in Petra Roach's decision to leave. Mrs. Roach, the BTMI's head of global markets, who has also served as the acting CEO of the organization, is the new director of tourism in Grenada. Reacting to that development, Barbados' own tourism head, Senator Lisa Cummins, tells Starcom Network News, there is no bad blood involved, contrary to some social media reports.
Petra is an amazing professional. I've known Petra long before I came to the ministry. We would rather her stay, and we would rather her be here and continue to contribute. But at the same time, people who especially have international careers will make choices that they think are best for them at a given time. And I said to Petra, as she came to me, she said she was leaving. I said to Petra, you go with my support, you go with my blessings, and you go with the full confidence that you will provide for Grenada the kind of exceptional leadership that you have provided for Barbados. And we've continued to remain in a strong, positive relationship with Petra, even as she goes off to Grenada.
Meantime, the tourism minister says the ministry and the BTMI remain focused on charting a path forward for the critical sector, especially in light of the COVID-19 setbacks in key source markets. She notes that the new waves of the virus in Europe and elsewhere have the potential to delay a tourism recovery.
We know for sure that Canada has not been flying since early February, late January, and that they're not expected to begin flying until the end of April. We know the same thing with the UK. We're expecting announcements to come out on the 17th of May or so. And so that has implications, obviously, also for our European market, which is now in their third and their fourth waves in some instances. The source market that typically would have travelers coming into Barbados are all in various stages of lockdown or in various stages of their waves. What we have to be doing here now, which is exactly what we're doing, is planning for a complete restructuring of the tourism sector, building what we call the architecture of a reemergence of a new tourism industry and what that is meant to look like. And in the coming days, you will hear a little bit more from us on what that entails.
However, the Democratic Labour Party's spokesman on tourism, Damien Griffith, has expressed concern about the resignations from the BTMI and Rashley Adams International Airport.
The Democratic Labour Party views the resignations at the BTMI and Gaia Inc. with great scepticism. We have already been concerned about the activities under the Ministry of Tourism, under the current Minister of Tourism, the Honourable Senator Lisa Cummins. It gives us great concern that we are now seeing the flight of senior leadership from critical institutions, when in her estimates presentation, we did not receive any clear pathway for the future for the ministry.
In Grenada, Petra Roach was today officially introduced as the new head of the Grenada Tourism Authority. More from Shalana Charles of our sister station, GBN in Grenada.
Barbadian tourism executive Petra Roach has been hired as the new chief executive officer of the Grenada Tourism Authority. Roach will be the third CEO since the GTA's establishment 7 years ago and the third successive non-Grenadian to hold the position. Chairman of the Grenada Tourism Authority, Barry Collymore, made the announcement Wednesday morning during the Government of Grenada's post-cabinet press briefing. Collymore said the Grenada Tourism Authority is reorganizing, refocusing, and working closely with all tourism stakeholders to put Grenada's tourism on a different path in an effort to have more individuals benefit from tourism. To accomplish this, the organization will be focusing heavily on international marketing. This, he said, will launch Grenada's tourism into a new realm. Roach is the second Barbadian CEO to take the position at the Grenada Tourism Authority. On the 2nd of December 2016, Rudy Grant concluded his tenure as the chief executive officer, effective after serving for almost 3 years. This is Shalana Charles for Starcom Network News.
Barbados' national vaccination program resumes tomorrow following yesterday's arrival of just over 33,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine. However, joint coordinator of the vaccination program, Dr. Elizabeth Ferdinand, says that only healthcare and other frontline workers will be vaccinated from this latest batch. Meantime, the European Union's medicines regulator says unusual blood clots should be listed as a very rare side effect of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. But after a study looking at 86 such cases in the EU, the European Medicines Agency concluded the benefits of the vaccine outweighed the risk. In fact, Dr. Ferdinand shared that view as well and encourages use of the vaccine. Our top stories. Barbados cultural officials say there will be some form of crop over this year, but exactly what form is still to be decided. But of course, it won't be business as usual. The Barbados National Vaccination Program resumes tomorrow, but only for healthcare and other frontline workers from this latest batch. Education officials touring schools as they prepare for resumption of face-to-face classes. The former BTMI marketing boss, Petra Roach, officially introduced as the new tourism chief in Grenada. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank and the Insurance Corporation of Barbados. Always there when you need us most. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.